This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The world's most wanted terrorist is dead. Multiple media reports say Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of the Islamic State group, is believed dead after being targeted by a U.S. military raid in Syria. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Arguably the world's most wanted man, Baghdadi was believed to have been killed Sunday in a U.S. special operation in northwest Syria. A U.S. official tells the Associated Press that he was targeted in Syria's Idlib province. The official says confirmation that the IS chief was killed in an explosion is still pending. A war monitor said U.S. helicopters dropped forces in an area of Idlib. The helicopters targeted a home and a car outside a village in an operation that killed 9 people, including another IS senior leader. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to make a major foreign policy statement today at 1300 UTC. Turkey's army says an attack by Kurdish fighters in northeast Syria has killed one of its personnel and wounded 5 others. This brings Turkey's military death toll to 11 since the launch of its operation. Despite that ceasefire and a second brokered by Russia, occasional skirmishes have continued. On Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke about the operation in Syria. He says if the terrorist organization continues to carry out its attacks from inside or outside the 30-kilometer-long strip, Turkey will chase them to wherever they flee, and they will do whatever is necessary. Russia says its military police and Syrian border guards will facilitate the removal of the Kurds from within 30 kilometers of the border. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is VOA News.